Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gifts to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gifts. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Why do we trash talk? I think there's a healthy way to do it, possibly. If you're into playing basketball or something, there's a way to do it right without actually hurting someone else, but just trying to tease them in a playful way. You know that crossed the line pretty quick. But why do we trash talk in the first place? I think a lot of times we say these hurtful words out of our own wounds, that if we feel like we're insecure, we're hurt by someone else, then because we're hurt, we're going to lash out and hurt them back. Maybe sometimes we hurt someone else, we trash talk, maybe even behind their back, because we want to be connected with someone else. And the only way we know to connect and be close with another person is by hurting someone else. I think we call someone else fools, we call someone else bad names, we call someone else bad at things, behind their backs or even to their face, because we're hurt, because we want something else, because we think that's the best way we can get what we want. But out of our woundedness, Jesus calls us to love. And Jesus calls us to be loved right there. He's pretty frank in the gospel. If we hurt others, if we call people fools, if we gossip, if we backstab, that's killing in our hearts, he says. We're liable to judgment, liable to the fires of hell. But the thing is, the Lord offers his mercy. Any little action we can do against another, he always gives us his chance for mercy. A saint I'm getting to know very quickly, Saint Claude de Colombier. He was the spiritual director to a saint, Saint Margaret Mary Alcock in France. Jesus appeared to her and showed her images of his Sacred Heart, which started the devotion of the Sacred Heart we know so well. Saint Claude was her spiritual director, and when she started telling him about this, he said, "Okay, I want to make sure this is real, so go back to our Lord in prayer, tell Jesus, if this is really you, ask him what my last serious mortal sin was. Then come tell me and I'll know this is the Lord or not." Then Margaret Mary went back to Jesus in prayer, told Jesus, like, this is what he asked you to do, like, tell him his last big sin. Then St. Margaret went back to St. Claude and told Claude, "Jesus says he doesn't remember. Our sins, as real as they are, as much as they hurt other people, as much as they hurt our Lord." In our first reading, Jesus says, he will not remember our sins we repent of. Anytime we've hurt another, out of our own woundedness, out of our own insecurity, anytime we've gossiped, anytime we've hurt others with bad names, all we have to do is repent. All we have to do is tell the Lord we're sorry. And if it's a major sin, we go to confession and go say, "We're sorry, Lord." And the Lord is always so, so happy to forgive us. The point that he doesn't remember. As a priest, we get to enter into the amnesia of God, in a sense. Not that God is forgetful, but God just puts that behind him and says, "That's behind us now. I don't remember that. That doesn't matter to me anymore. Let's begin again." Let's turn to the Lord today, ask him to forgive us our sins, especially the sins of hurting other people with our words. Ask for his mercy and then repent so we can begin again and no longer turn to hurting others out of our woundedness.